All right. Now, just before Ian takes us through step six and seven, if all we needed to know was our column four and five, we'd only have five steps. But as Ian already pointed out, behavioral modification, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, these things tend to be logs for us. So we need a spiritual intervention. And that leads us to step six and seven. Ian?
Yeah, absolutely. I always like to say this is what distinguishes our program of spiritual help and power from a self-help program. Because at step six, if you look at page 19 in your workbook, we become entirely ready to have God remove, right? Because for us, things like behavioral modification, it's a log. So God is going to remove all these defects of character. In the discussion of step three in the book, it talks about the fact that, there often seemed to be no way of entirely getting rid of selfishness without God's help. A lot of us had moral and philosophical convictions galore, but found we could not live up to them. I knew I was a selfish piece of shit, and I couldn't seem to do anything about it. And indeed, I could not. And the purpose of discovering this power much greater than myself is to discover something powerful enough to do something about it, as indeed I did. This is when we get right, not with ourselves, but we get right with God, and we get right from God. So we begin by finding a place where we can be quiet for an hour and meditate, carefully reviewing, meditating, and reflecting on everything that we've done up until this point, all five columns. Okay? Asking ourselves, do I really see how futile and fatal and destructive these column four defects are in my life, my spiritual failings? Am I ready to be rid of these things? And we ask, is my work solid so far? If you like masonry analogies, we got a bunch coming. Are the stones properly in place? Do I understand in step one that I am truly under a death sentence, that I cannot drink or use safely, and I cannot stop no matter how hard I try, and that there is no human power? Not me, not a group of well-meaning people, not a therapist, not my mom, not my best friend, nobody. No human power can restore me to sanity, that I am going to die. Do I get that? In step two, have I at least become willing to have God restore me to sanity? Do I believe, or am I at least willing to believe, that there is a power greater than myself? And if we've had that powerful experience in step five, that belief might start to be, growing within us. We started with a slender reed. Now we might be starting to feel something. Or we really understand what we mean in step three. Have we committed to this idea that I am not going to be the director of reality anymore? That my job in this life from now on is to ask God, what would you have me do? And trust that He will give me the power to carry out His plans and designs in a way that were never possible when I was working just for me. And have I been thorough in step four? Have I held anything back? Is there anything important I need to discuss before I go on? And the reason we do this is because we don't want to, skimp on the cement put into the foundation. We don't want to try to make mortar without sand. We're building an arch that we're going to walk through to freedom. So let's make it a good one. Now, if we can answer those questions to our satisfaction, let me take a look at step six. Step six, it's very simple. I'm reliably informed there are whole books written about step six and seven. I don't know if they're good because I haven't read them, but I know that our book gave me everything I need on steps six and seven, which is first, we've emphasized willingness. I'm a loser without it, folks. We've emphasized willingness as being indispensable, cannot be dispensed with, as Bianca taught us. So now I ask myself, am I ready to let God remove, not remove myself, not, okay, from now on, I've decided I'm going to be a good boy now. No, I'm going to let God remove from me all of the things, no half measures, all of the things in that column four that I've admitted are objectionable. And I ask myself, am I really ready to let these things go? Can God now take them? Now take them. See, God can work quite fast. When you're the all-powerful sovereign of the universe, it doesn't take much time if a person is willing. Can God now take all of them? I can't live, in other words, I can't live by saying, listen, I want God to direct my thinking on drugs and alcohol. The rest I'll handle. Doesn't work that way. This is kind of an all-or-nothing decision. Can God take all of my defects of character? It's like God is driving a garbage truck. I've bagged up the garbage. Am I ready to let it go? Am I really ready? Do I really want to change? Because I can get pretty attached to my character defects. And the good news is, it's like that old Obama line. Let me be clear, if you like your character defects, you can keep them. No one's going to make me change, right? I'm not God's pet. He doesn't force anything on me. But if I want to change, if I'm ready to let go, he'll drive it all away from me. Now, chances are, if we still cling to something, right? And we probably are. There are probably going to be things that are a little hard to let go. But even here, I don't rest on my own power. I don't force myself to be willing. I ask God to help me be willing. I say, look, there, I'm attached to some web in living my life, right? Maybe something about my sexual relationships. Maybe something about my professional relationships. Something. And I know this needs to change, but actually, it's hard for me to let it go. Don't try to talk yourself into it. Ask God for help. Say, help me be willing. I'm not even sure I'm willing to be willing yet, but I'm willing to be willing to be willing. God can start and meet me wherever I am. Growth can commence from there. So ask for help. You'll get it. I have never once been turned down by God when I said, I know that this is not in accordance with your will and I want to be rid of it, but I just can't let it go. I can't loosen my grip. I've never asked for help with that and been turned down. That prayer has always been answered for me. So we ask for that. And once we can answer yes, you've taken step six. Okay? That's all there is to it. Now, that takes us to step seven. We're willing. Let's do it. In step seven, on page 20, we humbly, used to say in the original manuscript, humbly on our knees, asked God to remove our shortcomings. Okay? As it says in the Gospel of Matthew, those who humble themselves are soon exalted. And when Cameron and I did this together, we sort of did it as a pair. He led me through it, and then I led him through it. And I thought that was a really powerful experience. And I think we can show you how that works. Cameron, do you want me to lead you through first, or do you want to lead me through this first?
Why don't you, Ian, why don't you set up the prayer and the method behind it, and then we'll demonstrate it together. I'll take you through it, and then you can take me through it.
All right, excellent. So you've got here on page 20, the basic step seven prayer. It's just got a very, very few moving parts. Really simple, really elegant. We say, my creator, I am now willing, because I've taken step six, that you should have all of me, good and bad. This is a reaffirmation of the step three decision we've already made. And it is, in some circles, called a total consecration of the self. I am yours. I'm yours. And in that context, I'm praying that you now remove from me, say, I'm willing, take this, remove from me every single defect of character. And here, what we do, as you'll see, is we iterate, we list what our inventory has found. We name for ourselves and for God, take this, take this, take this. It's like we're pointing the bags of garbage. I want that gone. I want that. I've let go of that. I've let go of that. Which stand, and we list all of those things. We say, these are the things that stand in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows. So please remove everything that's not useful to you, not useful to these other people. And then we say, because we've also got a list of our spiritual strengths from our inventory, right? So now we say, God, grant me strength. And we say, God, strengthen my, and we list all those spiritual virtues that are our new employment. All the things where we want to grow strong, where we once were weak, strengthen these things, understanding that that strength isn't going to come from within me. It's going to come from the one who has all the power. We list those things as we go out, as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Because I'm in his business, not my business. That's how we do it. And it's a really nice moment. You know, you can take the newcomer through it and have them take you through it. So let's demonstrate that, Cameron.
This step and this approach that I'm about to demonstrate with Ian, I was inspired from a passage in the book of James, James 5:16. Now, some of you may not know this, but before they wrote the big book, they were actually going to call the movement the James Club because they used the book of James as their healing chapter. And a lot of our program comes out of the book of James. And James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And so I got to thinking about that. And in lieu of step six and seven, I came up with this approach that I take my own prospects through. And Ian and I are here to demonstrate that. So I'm going to start with Ian, and then we'll reverse the rules. So when you're ready, Ian, repeat after me. My creator.
My creator.
I am now willing.
I am now willing.
That you should have all of me.
That you should have all of me.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
I pray that you now remove from me.
I pray that you now remove from me.
Every single defect of character.
Every single defect of character.
God, please remove my.
God, please remove my pride, the root of them all, and my arrogance that goes along with it. The idea that I know better than other people, and especially that I know better than you. God, remove my misogyny. Remove that instinct in me, and I don't know where it comes from, to treat women the way that I have, and my rudeness. Remove my distrust and suspicion. Remove from me the selfishness, the need for self-seeking and all my self-centered motives. Remove the dishonesty that I have lived so much of my life with, the lying, the exaggeration, the constant fear of telling the truth. Remove that from me, please. God, remove my intolerance. Remove that part of me that can't stand to hear anything that's different from what I think, that any person different from how I think that they should be. Take that away from me. Remove especially my lust, which drives me to infidelity and philandering. Take away that selfish way of thinking about sex and sexual relationships. Take away the hate and the anger that I feel I'm burned up with for just about every person on this planet sometimes. Remove my laziness. Remove that part of me that never wants to get down to your business. That's always interested in doing it later. Remove my impatience. Remove my fear. My fear that I'm, you know, not good enough. My fear that if I'm honest, that nobody will love me. My fear that I have to do things my own way and I have to have control over everybody around me, or I'll never be able to be happy in this life. Please take that from me. God, remove my tendency to blame everybody else for my problems except for me. Remove my and the attendant sin of always playing the martyr, right? Remove my immoral thinking, right? Direct my thinking so that it's directed to your ends. Remove my tendency to gossip and complain about the people that I don't like when I think that they can't hear me. Remove my schadenfreude, my taking pleasure at all the misfortunes of the people that I don't like, my cheerful gloating when something goes wrong for somebody I consider an enemy. And remove, just in general, remove all the things in me that are a reflection that I think I know better than you how this world ought to be. Make me take away that part of me that thinks you need notes from me on this universe that you've made. Which stands in the way.
Of my usefulness to you.
Of my usefulness to you.
And my fellows.
And my fellows.
Grant me strength.
Grant me strength.
God, strengthen my.
God, strengthen my humility. Strengthen my respectfulness and my courtesy and my politeness to the people around me, especially to the women around me. Strengthen my trust to annihilate that distrust and suspicion. Strengthen my contentment and my gratitude with the things that you have given me. Strengthen that feeling that I am lucky to have what you've given me. Strengthen my honesty, my integrity. Strengthen my ability and my desire to tell the truth even when I don't think it matters. Strengthen my tolerance and my acceptance of people around me who think differently than me and act differently than me. Strengthen my intimacy. Strengthen my ability to have real intimate relationships that are grounded in love rather than selfish gratification of lust. And strengthen my faithfulness and my chastity and my ability to really grow close to a romantic partner. Strengthen my love and my forgiveness to calm that just anger and that hate. Strengthen my activity. Strengthen my zeal, right? Strengthen my desire to do your work now, not later. Strengthen my patience and my faith and my courage. Strengthen my belief that things are the way they are because that is what you have decided is best. And strengthen my trust that you do know what's best. Strengthen my accountability and my responsibility for my own behavior. Strengthen my ability to think that the things that are blocking me from you are within me, not other people's fault. Strengthen my purity of my thought and my kindness. And strengthen my desire, instead of complaining about other people when they're not around, praise them when they're not around, to praise the good in other people. Strengthen my empathy and compassion for the misfortunes and the suffering, even of people who I delusionally think are my enemies. And strengthen, most of all, my, I want to have an instinct in me that whenever I perceive a difference between the way that things are, that you have them, and the way that I would have them, strengthen my instinct to believe that your way is the right way, not mine.
As I go out from here.
As I go out from here.
To do your bidding.
To do your bidding.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Cameron, you ready?
Yes.
Repeat after me. My Creator.
My Creator.
I am now willing.
I am now willing.
That you should have all of me.
That you should have all of me.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
I pray that you now remove from me.
I pray that you now remove from me.
Every single defect of character.
Every single defect of character.
God, please remove my.
God, please remove my arrogance, my exaggeration of who and what I am at the expense of others and diminishing others. God, remove my bigotries, my misogyny, my rudeness. God, please remove my distrust and suspicion, my selfishness, my self-seeking motives, especially my motives for validation, recognition, center of attention, approval from others. God, please remove my dishonesty, my lying, my exaggerations, my intolerance and inconsideration. God, please remove my lust and objectification of women, my hatred, my procrastination. God, remove my impatience. God, remove my fear of no control, my fear of institutional authority, my fear of not being worthy, of being invisible, of being forgotten. God, please remove my irresponsible ways of blaming others, enabling others, martyring myself, bullying others. God, remove my vulgar talk, my immoral thinking, my gossip, my slander, my vilification of others. God, please remove my sarcasm and cynicism, my desire to seek pleasure in another person's misfortune, my indiscretions, my misanthropy where I loathe my own human species. Please remove my prejudices. And lastly, God, please remove my unfair biases.
Which stands in the way of my usefulness.
Which stands in the way of my usefulness.
To you and my fellows. To
you and my fellows.
Grant me strength.
Grant me strength.
God, strengthen my.
God, strengthen my humility. God, give me the strength to know who I am, to know my strengths, to know my weaknesses. Give me the strength to be respectful and courteous and polite to others, to trust my senses. Give me the strength to be grateful and content with all that you provide, to be unselfish, to be helpful to others, to make others the center of my attention, to approve of others, recognize others. God, give me the strength to be honest, integral, make restitution when required, to be tolerant and accepting and tactful. God, give me the strength to be generous, to be intimate, to be active and prompt, to have patience. God, give me faith in your divine wisdom, in your power, and the courage to be the man I'm meant to be. God, give me the strength to be responsible and accountable, to be responsible for my thoughts, my feelings, my behaviors, so I can be responsible to others. God, give me the strength to be independent, to be autonomous, and the strength to be interdependent in my relationships with others. God, give me the strength to be pure and kind, to praise the good in others, to have levity and wisdom, to be empathetic and compassionate. God, give me the strength to be discreet, to be devoted to humanity, to be fair. And lastly, God, give me the strength to be just.
As I go out from here,
as I go out from here,
to do your bidding.
To do your bidding. Amen. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Try it with your prospect. It really has a very powerful dynamic behind it. And then what we're going to do together now, if you like this meditation, this is a step 7 prayer meditation. Every night for the rest of my life, I close my day with this prayer. You know, we start our day with consciousness. Remember, we're waking up. We're waking up to the divine. So I start my day with that step 3 proposition. and being mindful throughout my day. Am I in column 4 doing my will, or am I in column 5 doing God's will? And then at the end of the day, I reflect on my day. What came up that was problematic? What strengths do I need to work on? And I close my day in awakened consciousness with that divine presence. And this is the prayer meditation that I use. So let's take that moment now.
Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding.
That is our step 6 and 7.